visit to the corner shop, on a quest for cigarettes and some soda pop. I'm with the truck up in the parking space, one try, hopped out, glanced to the left. I see some guy sitting on the bench with his head in his hands, looking down at the ground, grass on his pants. He couldn't be more than 10, I don't wanna pry, but his head shook back and forth like he was gonna cry. 1 foot in front of the other in his direction, and a simple,
"Hey little man,"
captured his attention. Kept his head down and he hit me with a greeting, one word followed closely by heavy breathing. I kept it cool, calm, collected and together, looking for something clever to say. I mentioned the weather, before I could finish, he told me I would never understand, and that walking away would just be better. I took a seat and said, "After 20 years on this earth, I've learned how to walk without my tears getting jerked. But if you want me to leave, then I guess I'll get to stepping now. But if you need, chances are I can help you out," he said. "There's no reason for you to walk away now. Today I was with my friends on the playground. There was a kid fat hanging off his belt, overweight, red hair, freckles, playing by himself. He didn't bother us, he didn't even speak, and I thought we were all walking up to him to meet. But I assume my crew had made some other plans, and when they started teasing him, he didn't understand. They joked about his fatness, they joked about his glasses, and I could have intervened instead of hoping that it passes. But I kept my mouth shut and let him cry,
cry,
and kept myself shut up in a lie. I guess it helps that I'm not the one who started it, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm ashamed to be a part of it. It's funny how we take these things and keep them covered. I'm just so fucking tired of the way we treat each other. I'm just so fucking tired of how girls keep us smothered with hugs and kisses just to up and dip to seek another. And I don't understand why they get so happy when I hit the floor. I don't wanna play tag with them anymore. What was I to do? What was I to say? I guess lie and tell him it'll be okay. So I did, and he turned, and he looked, and he grinned. It was me staring right back at me. The end.
So give yourself some advice if you need it. A younger version of you has a secret. It doesn't matter how often you change sneakers, it's still the same ground sitting underneath it. So give yourself some advice if you need it. A younger version of you has a secret. It doesn't matter how often you change sneakers, it's still the same ground sitting underneath it.